camera wise struggle all the time before I start these. Hey, what's going on with the day? Because it says it right in front of my face. 9/21/09. Hardwood guys, already humming and thrumming out there. Getting the car loaded up, ready to go. As the rest of the world wakes up. How you doing, pal? Hey, I love looking at the house and seeing that fresh cut grass. Warms my heart. Construction diversion. I'm gonna get so used to the fact that I can't take my regular route to work that I'm gonna take the alternative route all the time. Even after they get that shit fixed. Hold on, I need a drink of water. Hold on. Well, we've hit that point of maximum budget pullbacks and I'm drinking Maxwell House at the house. You know? Hey, it's still coffee, isn't it? That's the key. So yesterday, on the way home from Liberty, went up and saw Mom and, hey, whoa, what are you doing, dude? Hold on. That woman was in a wheelchair flying down her driveway with her pooch. So we were coming home, hanging out at Anthony's place, the kids and Keg and Mom and having a good time. We were coming home and we hear this report on NPR. This guy starts talking about how the neocons, beginning with Reagan, deliberately hired people that didn't care about their departments or their cause in the government so as to run it so far into the ground that when, say, a Democrat came into office, they would have to clean everything up. So their whole idea of surplus, supply-side economics, running the hell out of the budget, thinking falsely, because they made all this shit up, that the consumer sector was going to make enough to cover for the budget deficit was bullshit. They just completely fucking ran it so far into the ground that when someone like Bill Clinton got in office, his whole agenda was cleaning up the bullshit from the previous people. And I guess in this report this guy was talking about, would Bill Clinton figure that out, that he was just merely a patsy? He got super fly fucking pissed off. Like, fucking flew off the handle. Tell you what, little kid, you fucking ride my ass this whole time. You're gonna find a fucking mad Italian. Alright? Don't even fucking try it, jerkwad. Alright, anyway. It was such a disquieting and upsetting report that Carrie actually had tears coming out of her eyes. Because you realize how fucked up it is. Just like with George W. He fucked things up so much. And the proof of this report was with Mike Brown, the FEMA guy. Perfect proof. That guy had no business, nor did he give a shit about FEMA, to be in that position right there. For the biggest possible catastrophe that could have happened in American history for that department to respond to. So, after all this time, neocon asshole Bush completely fucked things so bad that all Obama's gonna be doing is cleaning shit up, and all of these assholes are fucking bitching and whining and complaining that it's his doing and he's ruined America. How short does our memory span have to be as a fucking collective consciousness to realize that the real brutal mutilators of government are the Republicans and the conservatives and the shit they rot and the fucking ding-dongs that follow them? Doesn't take that much to convince these conservative right-wingers these days that, oh, everything's okay if you got a right-winger in charge. Thus, case in point, Sarah Palin. The fact that this country would even concoct a notion that that fucking horrible dimwit would even remotely be capable of running our country is one of the most gravest transactions that the fucking Republicans could ever remotely hatch. And that's the only way they can do it, was with a group of dummies like them to just fucking throw this big, bloody, pulpy mass of zero and have the fucking wolves dig in. It's fucking disgusting what our political system has turned into. I wish I could have seen it in the early days to see if there was still shit going on, if there was some real solid validity. Because when you hear these people talk about how much they believe in our way of, you know, government and our life and how strong this country is, I'm not seeing it right now. I'm just not fucking seeing it. I see one half that's fucking full of dimwits and the other half that's just wanting to have some kind of fucking mental salvation come over us so that we can keep fucking doing what we've been told this country has done for decades, centuries. So at any rate, I don't know, man. I just fucking scratch my head half the time. You always get to a point where you have to just fucking drop the political thing. Just fucking drop it in the ground. Let it get buried over with the fucking sand and move on with your life. That's all there is to it. Otherwise, you get to the point where it's like, what the fuck? And it hurts. And you don't want it to hurt. Because it's so far out of your control. But I'll tell you what, I still believe one of the biggest salvos right now is someone like Barack Obama that's coming in here, and he has a big, fat mess to clean up. They were talking about the Clintons, how the Clintons didn't even really get around to being serious about healthcare because they had so much shit to clean up. Now, talk about this guy. If he passes healthcare reform, if Obama does, he is one hell of a motherfucker for being able to not only clean up the mess, he's like, the recession's coming to a halt, but also that he can fucking have the fucking political moxie to do what he wants to do also. So let's fucking see what happens. But I think we got a good one up there in D.C. now. Oh, man, I am fucking tired, old man. I am tired and tired and tired. And my head hurts a bit. It's rare I wake up right after popping pills immediately, but man, this headache of mine. Let's see what song I can take you out with there.